भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 30 टेक्स्ट नंबर 2। किम बारहस्पत्य किम बारहपत्या परत्र वाथ कैबल्यनाथ प्रिय पार्श्ववर्तिना आसाद्य देवं गिरिशं यदृच्छया प्रापो परं नो नमत प्रचेतस ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस श्लेषी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की। माय डियर बारहस्पत्य, व्हाट डिड द सन्स ऑफ किंग बर्हिषत known as the Prachetas, obtain after meeting Lord Shiva, who is very dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the bestower of liberation? Certainly, they were transferred to the spiritual world, but apart from that, what did they obtain within this material world, either in this life or in other lives? Purport. All types of material happiness are obtained in this life or in the next life, on this planet or on another. The living entity wanders within this material universe in so many species of life and so many planetary systems. The distress and happiness obtained during the span of life are called iha, and the distress and happiness obtained in the next life are called paratra. Actually, Lord Mahadeva Shiva is one of the great demigods within this material world. Generally, his blessings bestowed on ordinary people mean material happiness. The predominating deity of this material world, Durga, is under the control of Lord Mahadev, Girish. Thus, Lord Mahadev can offer anyone any kind of material happiness. Generally, people prefer to become devotees of Lord Girish to obtain material happiness. But the Prachetas met Lord Mahadev by providential arrangement. Lord Mahadev instructed them to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he personally offered a prayer. As stated in the previous verse, Rudra Gitena, simply by chanting the prayers offered by Lord Shiva to Vishnu, the Prachetas were transferred to the spiritual world. Sometimes devotees desire to enjoy material happiness also. Therefore, by the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the devotee is given a chance to enjoy the material world before his final entrance into the spiritual world. Sometimes a devotee is transferred to a heavenly planet, to Janaloka, Maharloka, Tapaloka, Siddhaloka, and so on. However, a pure devotee never aspires for any kind of material happiness. The pure devotee is consequently transferred directly to Vaikuntha Loka, which is described here as Param. In this verse, Vidura asks Maitreya, the disciple of Brihaspati, about the different achievements of the Prachetas. Hare Krishna. So very happy to be back, all the devotees. So this is a very beautiful verse spoken by Narad Muni. Here by Vidura, he is asking this question about what exactly happened to the Prachetas, and Maitreya Rishi is about to begin answering. Now the Purinjan episode has just ended, and he wants to know what has happened to the Prachetas, because that episode was described initially, and then the Puranjan pastime was described. So what did the sons of Barihishat known as Prachetas obtain after meeting Lord Shiva, who is very dear to Lord Bestower of Liberation? So Prabhupada is writing in the purport that Lord Shiva is a great devotee and he can practically offer any kind of benediction. And he spoke the Rudra Gita to the Prachetas to give them glories of Lord Krishna. So recently I was in Amsterdam and some of the devotees, they decided to organize a seminar on Rudra Gita in Amsterdam. And the main reason they gave was that Amsterdam is a place which is famous, very famous for smoking ganja, hashish. And that is practically bona fide, it is legal that you can distribute, you can sell, you can purchase. And one of the favorite Indian gods there is Lord Shiva. Very, very popular amongst people. And one of the very famous brands of ganja is called Rudra Magic. And that is one of the most popular brands of ganja available there. And some of the advertisements there describe that pure, absolutely pure, without any mixture, and available for the last 100 years. So a lot of propaganda about this. So the devotees were suggesting that because the common people here, straight off the streets, they are very much attracted to Lord Shiva. So then this is a very good technique of preaching, especially in the West, because people are attracted to Lord Shiva. So through Lord Shiva, we can inject Krishna consciousness. In many ways, Lord Shiva is known for this. But as Prabhupada is explaining in this purport, that actually Lord Shiva is a pure devotee of the Lord and he can offer the highest benediction. And most people who are not aware of his great transcendental position, they have misconceptions. So here the Prachetas, they meet Lord Shiva and they obtain the benediction of pure devotional service. And that is the message of the Rudra Gita. And so after meeting Lord Shiva, they are glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when they actually, in the future verses we will see, they come face to face with the Supreme Lord Vishnu, they are glorifying Lord Shiva for having given them this opportunity to worship Krishna. And they are actually grateful to Lord Shiva that by your mercy we now have obtained Krishna's darshan. By your mercy we have obtained the service to Krishna's lotus feet. Parijante jasa labdhe sarango anyonna sevate tvadangri moolama sadhya sakshat kim kim vrinimahi. They are saying, my dear Lord, Krishna is just like a Parijata tree. So the special feature of the Parijata tree is that it gives unlimited amounts of nectar. It can fulfill practically all desires. It is a wish-fulfilling tree. So if one has come to the Parijata tree, then all of one's desires are fulfilled. And it is practically no need for that honeybee to go to any other tree or any other flower. Till that honeybee comes to the Parijata flower, the honeybee has to travel from flower to flower collecting little amounts of nectar from every flower and every tree. But the Parijata flower fulfills all the desires of the honeybee. Therefore, till a soul comes in contact with Krishna, the soul is constantly wandering from life to life in different bodies, in different species of life, trying to fulfill various desires. And the nature of material desires is such that we can never actually completely fulfill all our desires and one feels constantly dissatisfied. So the Prachetas are comparing Supreme Lord Krishna and obtainment of Krishna's lotus feet to this Parijata flower. पारिजाते अंजसा लब्धे सारंग अन्योन्न सेवते. सो सारंग मीन्स हनी बी. अन्य न सेवते, इट डज नॉट हैव टू गो टू एनी अदर फ्लावर. त्वदंग्री मूलम आसाद्य, वंस वी ऑब्टेन कृष्णास लोटस फीट, साक्षात किम किम वृणीमहि, वॉट अदर फेसिलिटी इज रिक्वायर्ड, विच अदर शेल्टर इज रिक्वायर्ड, ऑल डिजायर्स आर कंप्लीटली फुलफिल्ड सिंपली बाय टेकिंग शेल्टर ऑफ कृष्णास लोटस फीट. Till the time one takes shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, one is in forgetfulness of Krishna, one is trying to enjoy objects of this world. And therefore, remembrance of Krishna is the ultimate solution to all the problems. Just like in England, Shruti Dharma Prabhu was giving an example that a true story of what happened in one of the trains there, in the tube, local trains, there was one man who was traveling, and as he was traveling in the train, he was about to get down at a station, and suddenly the train stopped with a jerk. And because there was a jerk, his head hit against the rod, and it hit with such a force that he practically forgot everything. He lost memory. When he got up in the yard, the train had reached the yard, and he didn't remember who he was, and he had practically no other identity with him. He was not carrying any other identification. So he decided that he has to do something, so he started working in a nearby place. So he's from London, but he reached ultimately Birmingham. And he started working in different shops, and then finally he found a job in some wholesale vegetable dealer's shop. And all he would do was transfer these big crates of vegetables, and he practically forgot who he was, that he's from London, what his name was, where he was working. He got a new name, he got a new identity, he got a new profession, everything was new. And then after a few months, he was working like this, oblivious of his original identity. And one day, in this same shop, as he was transferring these crates, one of the crates of potato fell on his head. And again he had a shock. And at that time again he remembered that who he was. And all those memories came back because of that shock again. And then immediately he took the train and went back to London. Went back to his family. And they were saying, "Where were you?" He said, "I had got a shock and had forgotten everything." So he was giving this example, saying that the nature of forgetfulness of this world is that when the jiva is in contact with material nature, he does not remember anything at all about his original identity. And he's just wandering, trying to fulfill various desires. But as soon as the connection is there, the remembrance comes, then the soul connects to Krishna. So till the time of realization, one is in a state of forgetfulness. Therefore, the Prachetas are saying that Brahmamah iha karma bhi yavat bhavat prasanganam sangasyan no bhave bhave. They are saying that, my dear Lord, that till the time we achieve that realization, and we are always wandering in this material world, yavat iha, till the time we are wandering within this material world, brahmamah iha karma bhi, because of performing various kinds of fruitive activities, we are forced to wander. Tavat bhavat prasanganam, you just give us that benediction that we always remain in the association of your devotees. Sangah syan no bhave bhave, because in the association of devotees there is always remembrance of Krishna. There is always transcendental sound vibration which makes a person absorbed in Krishna, forces remembrance of Krishna. So we do not mind being born in any kind of species, but Please give us association of devotees. Sangahasyan no bhave bhave. This is the conclusion of the Prachetas after they have realized the Supreme Lord and Lord Vishnu is standing practically in front of them. And they are facing the Lord and making this request to the Supreme Lord Vishnu directly. And then they are saying that Tulayam lavenapi na swargam na punarbhavam bhagavat sanghi sangasya. Ultimately the association of devotees is everything, more valuable than all the treasures in this entire creation. So all we are aspiring for is a fraction of a second of association with devotees, which is the most valuable commodity in this entire creation. So in this way, the Prachetas understand the glory of Krishna Katha in the association of devotees, and that is their ultimate aspiration. And so they are saying that the nature of this Harikatha, the nature of transcendental sound vibration is such that many times one may hear the Krishna Katha, one may hear the pastimes of the Lord, but then one may forget. One may not really remember everything which one hears. And so the argument can be made that what is the use that we keep hearing and we keep forgetting. So the Prachetas are saying, Yatre dante kathamrishta trishnaya prashamo yatha. Yatre idyante, where Krishna katha takes place, wherever glorification of Krishna's pastimes take place, trishnaya prashamo yatha. The audience, when they hear this, the speaker when he speaks, trishna or the thirst for fulfillment of material desires, prashamo, that thirst is quenched. And nirvaira sarva bhuteshu no dvejanto yakashchana. And the people who are hearing this katha and they receive this Krishna katha, the enmity and envy amongst them is destroyed. And no dvejante yatra nakashchana. And the mutual envy is destroyed and the anxieties within the mind is destroyed. At least for the time when they are hearing the katha. Prabhupada translates like that. The power of Krishna katha is such that at least for the time when one is hearing, then for that time one forgets all the hankerings of material existence. That is the power of this Krishna katha. And therefore when one absorbs his mind in hearing this transcendental sound vibration, gradually the taste and attachment increases. Therefore, amongst all the different senses, the ear is the most powerful, and transcendental sound is most powerful in invoking that remembrance of Supreme Lord. Amongst the various senses, the eyes and the ears are very powerful. The tongue is also very powerful. But as Prabhupada gives the example, the ear is the most powerful because even while sleeping, one can hear and invoke remembrance. And similarly, to invoke forgetfulness also, the sound vibration of this world is most powerful. And therefore, prajalpa or connection with mundane sound vibration is considered to be a very powerful means of forgetfulness. And given the different senses, when one sees the objects of the senses and one hears about the object of the senses, then if you compare the two, hearing about mundane news, mundane information and objects of this world has a more powerful effect in creating forgetfulness than just seeing those objects. That is the nature of forgetfulness in this world. Therefore, a few pages of reading newspaper, it can create a more negative influence within the mind of forgetfulness than actually being in the midst of some sense objects. That is the power of sound. That is the power of vibrations. And so, even Rupa Goswami is describing in Nectar of Instruction that prajalpa, right, atyahara prayasa prajalpa. So, atyahara, desire to acquire more and more. And that desire ultimately results in your various kinds of efforts to acquire those objects, prayasa. Now, when you have that desire to enjoy sense gratification, desire to enjoy this world, and you are making all efforts and planning full-fledged to enjoy, then naturally you need information on how to do it. So information available within this world on how to enjoy objects of the senses and techniques how you can become expert in that process of enjoyment, that is known as prajalpa. So naturally atyahara and prayasa will lead to prajalpa, by which one simply becomes absorbed how to enjoy this world, and let me hear how others in this world became expert in enjoying, and how after becoming expert, how they actually enjoyed hearing, gathering information about all of these things is prajalpa, and it has a very powerful influence on the mind. It can take away our mind completely away from Krishna. And therefore, the Bhagavatam is describing at the very beginning, where Narad Muni is glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam. So before that he is describing that Nayat Vachas Chitrapadam Harir Yasho. And Tadvayasam Tirtha. This is like place of pilgrimage for crows. Therefore the sound vibration is practically the most powerful thing. And so the Prachetas, even when Lord Vishnu is standing in front of them, they are only aspiring for one thing, that we want the association of Vaishnavas, where Harikatha, the sound vibration of Krishna, can enter through our ears and our mind can become focused. Otherwise, people like Duryodhan and so many other demons were directly seeing Lord Vishnu, were in contact with Krishna. But because their mind was not absorbed, and therefore they could not be influenced. And so Srila Prabhupada gave warning. He saw one devotee reading Newsweek and Time magazine, and Prabhupada took that from his hand, read through it, and Prabhupada said, "Very dangerous magazine. Devotees should be very careful reading this magazine, because practically they convince a person about how the material world is an attractive place to live." And hence, Srila Prabhupada has given all of these literatures, spiritual magazines, spiritual books, by reading and hearing which one actually becomes advanced in Krishna consciousness. One becomes convinced about the power of Krishna consciousness. One becomes attracted to the process of rendering devotional service. And so, even if we are working in this material world, meeting materialistic people, seeing all kinds of materialistic activities, but if our mind is absorbed in Srila Prabhupada's books, in this transcendental sound vibration, for a good period of time, then we will remain immune to the influence of attacks of Maya. On the other hand, we may be very much in the temple and with devotees and with people who are continuously practicing Krishna consciousness and in close proximity to the deity. But if the mind is not absorbed in the transcendental sound vibration of Krishna and one feels attracted to the activities of this material world, then even while staying here, one will feel the hankering to go out and enjoy. Therefore, the ultimate principle is how the mind is absorbed in the sound vibration. And that is the most important principle. Therefore, these prachetas are praying, "My dear Lord, let us have association where we are hearing your glories, absorbing our minds in Krishna Katha." I met one devotee in Spain. His name was Vinod Bihari Prabhu. So he's an Indian and he settled there in Malaga. He's having a big business. And he was telling his own story, that He is a businessman, and as he started doing business in Spain, he didn't know Spanish language. And he was getting royally cheated by various customers and dealers. So then he decided that if I have to make good business, I have to learn Spanish, which is the local language. So he was looking for an opportunity how he could learn Spanish. So he tried a few books. At that time, as he was walking on the street one day, he saw a book table. And some devotee was selling Srila Prabhupada's books. And then he saw a beautiful book, and this was the Krishna book, thick, and this was in Spanish. And the devotee was selling. He was somehow, you know, very empowered, and he was telling him the glories of this book and saying, "You are from India, and you should be knowing about this culture. This is about Krishna. So many nice stories are there. You can read to your children. And if you want, you can even learn Spanish from this book," the devotee said. "Because you are from India and you may not know, but this is very simple language." And it immediately clicked, because he was looking to learn Spanish. So he immediately purchased that Krishna book, and he was reading that book every day for 2 hours. He had a dictionary also along with him, and he just wanted to learn Spanish. That was his absorption, to make money. "I had no desire to learn anything about Krishna. I had no desire to be a member of ISKCON or anything. I just thought the faster I learn Spanish, more fluently I can speak, negotiate and make good money." But within 2 months of reading this Krishna book, he actually started feeling a great change from within. He started thinking more about how I can become spiritual. And he met some devotees. And he actually became very inspired, started chanting. He is now initiated devotee, and he is one of the council members for the temple there. And he is saying, "I did not realize how this was happening, but just connecting to the transcendental sound vibration, even if motives are different, the sound vibration just pulls you into the spiritual platform. On the other hand, with spiritual motives, if we associate with mundane sound vibration, for the sake of expanding preaching, for the sake of some special types of preaching, but when we are associating with mundane sound vibration, with other kinds of scholarly literatures, or with other kinds of literatures written by materialistic people, that has a similar effect. That even if we may not have a desire to be materialistic, but the nature of sound vibration is such that it will pull us in that direction." So just as he had no desire to be spiritualist, but he had material motives, but he associated with Krishna vibration, he was pulled towards Krishna. So we may have Krishna motives, but associate with mundane sound vibration, with prajalpa, that will pull us to Maya. Therefore sound vibration is very powerful, more powerful than even sight. We keep seeing but we forget. But when we associate with a printed word, associate with a sound, that goes deep into the consciousness and creates very deep impressions on the mind, which can practically shake our entire existence. And so all of these prachetas, they are making this prayer to the Supreme Lord, that please give us, although they are directly seeing Lord Vishnu, but their whole prayer is, "Let us have the association of your devotees, where we are constantly hearing the transcendental sound vibration." Another example I can give you is our Gauri Prabhu. He was giving a seminar. He's the temple president of Bhaktivedanta Manor, and he was giving a seminar for the Pandav Sena boys in the retreat. There was a yoga retreat being conducted, so all of us were giving different lectures. So one lecture he was giving, and there were around 25-30 boys from London who were attending. And the lecture was over, and one boy asked question that there are different types of religion, and how can we understand that there are some religions which are, you know, inspiring hate and terrorism? So is that also a bona fide kind of religion? To what extent devotees of Krishna accept these other religions? So Gauri Prabhu, he was just saying that as far as Krishna consciousness is concerned, we follow Bhagavatam, we follow Gita, we have our own principles and codes. And to whatever extent the other religions conform to the principles given in our Shastra, Gita, Bhagavad, so we accept. Just as, for example, if you are in London, you will follow the laws of England, and you will not follow any laws, you know, which may be given in some other country like Tanzania. So you do not follow the Tanzania law codes in England. So similarly, we are, you know, Krishna conscious devotees, we follow Gita, Bhagavad. And we may not follow what the Muslims are doing exactly, but if certain laws, they are applicable here and they don't hamper with these laws, that's fine. So some citizen from Tanzania cannot come in England and say and do anything against the law in England and then claim, I am following Tanzania law. That will not accept. But to the extent whatever laws is following and that is within the laws of England, that is acceptable. And then he ended his question, ended his answer. So there was a boy sitting right in front, and he raised his hand. And in Gauri Prabhu asked, "So who are you?" So he said, "I am Muhammad from Tanzania." He was a Muslim boy, and he was attending our retreat, and he was from Tanzania, and he didn't even know that such a boy is registered in the course. And spontaneously, for giving example of all the countries in the world, he chose Tanzania. And of all the different religions, it was obvious from the question, it is referring to Islam. He made this statement and he felt so embarrassed that, my God, what is he going to feel? And then, after the class, then this boy also came and met me, and he was talking to me and he was asking about Chaupati Temple. And I asked him, "So how you became devotee?" Because for us from India, especially those who are preaching, very hardly Indian preachers come across Muslim people who become devotees. And it's like a major sensation for us that Musalman has become devotee. Means we feel like something great has happened, especially if you are from India. And he said that he had gone to visit a bookstore. He was regularly visiting, he's an engineering student, he's a brilliant boy, was a graduate in engineering. He was going through a period of depression for 1 year. And he had gone to this bookstore which was selling engineering books at discount prices. So when he was purchasing regularly from this market, from this store, so the bookshop owner one day just gave him one book and said, "I have an old book lying, it seems to be an Asian Indian book, and I don't think any of our Western people will be interested. You look like an Indian, and therefore you should take this book. Maybe it's of interest to you." And he just took the book and brought it back, and that was Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is. So this was an old copy he had, and the bookstore owner felt, okay, Indian has come, so all Indians are into Bhagavad Gita. So he's an Indian basically, but settled in Tanzania. So he took the book and he started reading, and he was inspired. He was so inspired, he just started chanting. He started chanting Hare Krishna, and he's constantly now thinking that why to enter into all this entanglement of this world, why not dedicate one's life to just spreading the message of Lord Chaitanya. And I asked him, "Are you serious?" He said, "Yes, I am thinking. Don't you think the kind of life you are leading," he asked me, "that it is really very satisfying and very blissful? You just, you know, study Shastra and just preach the glories without any much encumbrances. You know, you just have taken full responsibility. Don't you think it's a blissful life?" I said, "Of course it's a blissful life." "What do you mean?" "Most blissful life, definitely." So he said, "What kind of temple you have in Bombay?" So I gave him a very nice picture. And then he said, okay, he will also try to come with a group of boys who is coming to Chaupati in September. So I said, "When you come here, you will be definitely center of lot of attention. And don't feel, you know, nervous, or don't feel strange that many people will take lens and observe you from different angles. That how is a Muslim taking to Hare Krishna? How does he look? How does he walk? How does he talk? What does he eat? Because it's practically a very rare thing." And then he said, that just because of reading this Bhagavad Gita, and for many months I didn't meet any devotees, but simply by reading this Gita I felt so much inspiration. Even when I go home, then he cooks his own food. When he goes to Africa, he cooks his own food, takes care of himself, chants holy name, and the parents, they don't object. I said, what about your parents, your relatives? They see you chanting Hare Krishna, different dharma, they don't say anything? And he said, no, in Tanzania there is not so much of, you know, kattar principles. They are quite open and they don't mind. They were saying that because of these books of Srila Prabhupada, there is so much hope for people of this world. Otherwise, I was also following so many other principles but never found any satisfaction. So Prabhupada's books, the sound vibration has actually saved me. Therefore, this is a very important principle which the Prachetas have understood, have realized. Everyone got so many people got association of Lord Shiva. Ravan also got association of Lord Shiva. But what did he get from Lord Shiva? Some material benefits he tried to obtain. But Prachetas, they obtained association of Lord Shiva, and what they are taking from Lord Shiva is the sound vibration, how to please Krishna, how to get association of Krishna, and then practicing that they get association of Krishna. And when Krishna appears in front of them, again they are asking only one thing, let us always be in a situation where we are exposed to the transcendental sound vibration, absorbing our minds in that sound vibration, because only that can take us to the spiritual world. That absorption in the transcendental sound vibration actually means being on the spiritual platform and not just physical existence. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. So I'm just coming from the West, used to 20 minute classes. Strict rules, can't speak more than 20-25 minutes. Any questions? Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. You are mentioning about taking association of devotees very seriously and hearing Krishna Katha. Now many times devotees, they might be having association of devotees and they might be hearing Krishna Katha, and in the process they also hear that we should be very careful of aparadha and things like that. So because of this, their natural qualities might be stifled, in the sense they might not be natural in association of devotees, in the fear that if I am natural, my past conditionings might come out and I might behave in a not an ideal way. So how can one make the best use of association of devotees, at the same time be natural and at the same time also not allow his past conditionings to come out? How can he balance this?
So our Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj gives very nice understanding. He says, all of us coming to Krishna consciousness have previous conditioning. Some of us have been introverts, some of them have been extroverts. Introvert means very reserved in his dealings with others, very shy, not interacting with others so much. An extrovert means party goer, dealing with all kinds of people, having so many girlfriends, making friends easily, doing so many activities. So after coming to Hare Krishna, then you have to find a balance. Introvert cannot say, I have never stayed with people before. I have always been, you know, a recluse. I have always been alone. I can't deal with people. I will do my japa alone somewhere. So many people sitting and doing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, it bewilders me. So he can't say that. So he has to come out of that shell. And he has to become little more extrovert. He has to become more social. And someone has been too much social, talking to anyone, anything, anytime, whatever he wants, he has to cut down on that and be more discriminating, whom he associates with, to what extent, and what he speaks and all that. So both extrovert has to come down, introvert has to go up, and like both have to find a balance. A devotee has to be discriminating in whom he associates with, to what extent, what he speaks. So therefore the Vaishnava etiquette is very important. Right? So basically you have to act at your platform and you have to be natural. You can't be situated at an artificial position. Right? You can't be having a pure devotee syndrome that you are thinking that I am on such and such a platform and therefore artificially you claim. You are feeling hungry and still you are not eating. Like Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj was telling example that, you know, you want to eat and the server is coming and asking, so you want something? But then he's thinking, oh, what others will think, I'm eating too much. Oh, he said, no. And then the bucket goes, but along with the bucket your mind also goes. Your mind is following the bucket all along. So your mind is not on the plate, it is there. Oh my God, I could have had one more. So if you're feeling, have, okay, give, put more, satisfied, no problem. So if you feel like doing something, then there are bona fide avenues available. So you don't have to go. So basically, if you want to enjoy in Krishna consciousness, enjoy in the association of devotees and not feel ashamed about it. Otherwise you will just keep stopping yourself, and we have seen so many devotees who were like adarshwadi, idealistic, you know, having a certain standard. So one must not do this, one must not do this, one must not do this. Not, and it becomes so much, and from within they get desire and they are wondering, my God, if I do here, people will beat me up because I have given so many big talks here. I have stopped so many people, I can't do it now. So let me go out and do, away from all the people. Right? So better you do everything in front of everyone. If you feel ashamed, it's okay. Everyone knows he's like this only. So therefore, being too idealistic is also a kind of anartha. So you have to be able to adjust according to the situation and be flexible. Otherwise, if you are too rigid, you'll break. So sometimes every day you are taking prasad, normal prasad, so you feel, you know, bored. So have some mahaprasad. So there is no problem. Otherwise, if you are thinking, okay, I'm not getting, so okay, let me go out and have my own house so that I can eat the way I want. So you feel like eating, okay, take some mahaprasad, no problem, who's stopping? So therefore we have never made any strict rules regarding mahaprasad in our DT department. There is flexibility. Oh, I feel like eating sweet, okay, madhuram is there. So the best sweets are available. So why you have to go anywhere here and there? So there is flexibility. So if you feel the desire, there are avenues within the ashram where you can fulfill it. Only one desire can't be fulfilled, and that is desire for opposite sex. So you eat also, then you feel like sleeping, sleep also, then you feel, what about woman? So you can't go and ask the president, can I have one also? In one corner you can keep. That, apart from that, every other desire can be practically adjusted within these four walls. So once that desire becomes overwhelming, then one has to change. There is no other way. But apart from that, practically every other desire, there is facility to accommodate somehow or the other. The way in which it can be accommodated may differ, but it can always be taken care. You feel like playing with children, okay, there are so many Gurukul children here. You can pick your lot, whom you like. Play for some time, and after some time, you know, Gopinath will take care. So you don't have a lifelong commitment also, you know. So, and there are so many different brahmacharis of different kind of mentalities. You can pick whom you are relating to more, you know. So sometimes you are feeling very emotionally low and feel you want some motherly affection, so there are Sankirtan Prabhu, and sometimes you are feeling too soft and you want, so there are other people who are aggressive and they can give you that mood. So many things you can adjust. Huh? Okay, so you have to be natural. You need not have to act at a certain level. One devotee met me in Belgium. This was he is managing the Govinda's restaurant there, and he was telling me, he's from Canada, and he was asking me, my goal in life is to earn enough money and sell off everything and come and stay in your ashram in Chopati. But you tell me one thing, that simple temple they are showing, that is that really true? Like, is your temple as they are showing in that movie? I mean, I'm sure it must be, but you know, you never know. So I said, it's more or less it's like that. You can still come and find out. What can I say? I'm from that place, so it's a beautiful place. Definitely they are showing a lot of things which are happening. So many people are having that desire by seeing that video, that something special is happening here and they want to be associated. Right? So it is only our offensive mentality. When we keep seeing that, then we see different people in that, say, he's like this, he's like that. But the people who are seeing, they are like in ecstasy. So you are in very nice association. You have to realize the power of this association and not make offenses, because nobody is perfect. Right? So if you overcome that offensive mentality, then there is no problem in that association. Because of that offensive mentality, even in perfect situation, we commit offense, and then Krishna ultimately has to take us away from here. Shri Prabhupada ki Thay Gopremanandi.